Health officials may tell you to duck the fat to stay healthy, but you probably won't want to if you're lucky enough to get a reservation at the Fat Duck. Earlier this week, the London-based restaurant magazine named the Fat Duck, located in the Berkshire village of Bray in England, as the world's best restaurant. It's the first time Chef Heston Blumenthal's restaurant topped the list of the world's 50 best restaurants. El Bulli in Montjuïc, Japan, Spain, and I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, came in second, and the French Laundry in Yountville, California, came in third. Have you ever been to a top-line restaurant like the Fat Duck? What was the experience like? Give us a phone call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. You can also email us, TOTN, at npr.org. Ella Johnston is the editor of Restaurant Magazine, which began running the list in 2002, and she joins us now from her office in London, England. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me on.
The Fat Duck doesn't sound like haute cuisine.
Snail, parsnip and sherbet dip dab. No, it doesn't sound like haute cuisine, but I think it reflects our changing attitudes to what we want when we go and eat out.
Bacon and egg ice cream?
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? And it's about sort of one, a bit of nostalgia. I think in some ways it's very British in terms of, you know, that sense of nostalgia and having things with flavours and textures of things you used to eat when you were a child. I mean, I know that, although I never had snail porridge, it's that thing where you're sort of looking at food again and reevaluating it.
Well, Britain and British food seem to be the big winners in this year's survey.
I know. I think we've learned a lot from you guys, really, in terms of just being a little bit more better at service that, obviously, the Americans really excel in. And I think just taking bits from different cultures and, sort of using it and creating really, really nice cuisine that will that reflects the sort of diverse nature of the UK.
Who gets to make these choices and then decide which are the 50 best restaurants in the world?
Well, we interviewed a panel of 600 people, and they were chefs, restaurateurs, and sort of industry experts, critics as well, and the heads of sort of various world culinary boards.
And by the way, if you'd like to see a list of the 50 best restaurants and the Fat Duck tasting menu, you can go to our website at npr.org. What makes the food at the Fat Duck so special?
Well, because it's very, very different in terms of, you know, he's doing things like nitrogen green tea and lime mousse, which is cooked in the table in a pot of liquid nitrogen. And it's quite theatrical going to see the Fat Duck, going and eating at the Fat Duck. It's got all these little touches. You know, you have to eat this lime mousse, for example, all in one. When they do the egg and bacon ice cream, you have some parsnip cornflakes beforehand, and it's served in a little box, which looks like a little cup. Cornflake box. So it's really sort of, it's really theatrical and fun, as well as, you know, really gorgeous, wonderful food.
We're talking with Ella Johnston of Restaurant Magazine about the new survey list of the 50 best restaurants in the world. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get a caller on the line. And with us is Michelle, who's calling from Barrington, Illinois.
Yes, I have actually eaten at the Fat Duck in Bray during our time living there, but my favorite restaurant, the Fat Duck, was awful.
Really?
Yes. My favorite restaurant is Florence, Italy, in Ateca Pinciori. Fabulous, fabulous place.
Well, that was given the editor's choice, actually.
The most wonderful night of my life.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Michelle, you were saying?
It was the most wonderful night of my life. Was our dinner there.
And how much did the most wonderful night of your life cost you?
Quite a bit. Per person, it probably was $500.
Ouch!
Yes, but the wines alone probably cost $700.
Okay.
I can vouch for that. I've been there. It's some of the best food I've ever tasted. It really is very good. But
absolutely incredible.
And as I understand, the restaurants in Britain are, and it is this true in the rest of Europe as well, more expensive than American counterparts?
Absolutely. We lived in the UK and then traveled throughout Europe for the last 7 years, and we have eaten at many of the ones listed in her list, much more expensive. Americans don't know how good they've got it.
Is that right, Ella Johnson?
She's quite right. We are very expensive in England. We really are.
And one of my favorites right down the road in Bray is the Waterside.
Which is also in the top 50.
Also in the top
50. Is it in the top 50? It should be. It should be. It's just absolutely lovely. The setting, the food, everything.
Well, Michelle Roux. Thanks, sir.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say thanks very much. We appreciate the phone call. We just wanted to get somebody else on the line.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go now to Michael, and Michael's calling from Philadelphia.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. But I'm getting hungry. Did you have a restaurant experience you wanted to talk about, Michael?
I'm there.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm cutting up here. I'm on a cell phone. I've been to the French Laundry, and I just wanted to comment that, you know, it was very lovely, and everything was prepared extremely complicated, a million little courses, but it's extremely expensive, and I think I've had better meals at other restaurants that are nowhere near as expensive.
Huh. Ella Johnson, I guess this is a very subjective experience.
Oh, without a doubt. That's why we polled so many people, because it is, and a wonderful meal out depends on so many different factors. I mean, I've got a favorite restaurant. One of my favorite restaurants is nowhere on the list and will probably never make the list. But, you know, I still love going there, and I still, you know, it's one of the best meals I've ever had is at this particular restaurant.
What did you have when you went to the French Laundry, Michael?
I believe I had the seven-course meal, which culminated with a main course of short ribs. Very, very small portions. I was with two other people. They offered three different menus that night. Each one of us chose a different menu, so we got a sampling of everything they were offering that evening. And I'll say that the best part of the meal was the dessert. It was absolutely superb. But the bill for three people was $1,600.
Huh.
Yeah.
Ah.
Exactly. Huh.
All righty, then.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
All right. One final question, Ella Johnson. There was a special lunch, I gather, yesterday with all of the top 50 chefs. Who cooked?
It was. Sorry?
Who cooked?
Oh, a lovely man called Fergus Henderson. And he was also in the top 50. It was in a restaurant called St. John. And he takes it in his stride. He's a lovely fella. And I think it was just an honor for him. And also, he gets on with everyone. It was just so lovely.
Well, thanks very much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for asking me on.
Ella Johnston is the editor of Restaurant Magazine, which began compiling a list of the top 50 restaurants in the world in 2002. She joined us from her office in London, England. And again, you can find a list of those restaurants in the Fat Duck Tasting Menu at npr.org. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cohen. We'll be right back.